is most likely to approach a guy first?
Candace.
Who is most likely to shut a guy down for coming incorrect?
Jasmine.
Who's most likely to go on a date at Costco?
Candace.
Did you say me? Who's most likely to stalk a fine man on social media?
Jasmine.
What? Oh my god.
Who's most likely to pregame before a date?
Jasmine.
Okay.
Who's least likely to casually date?
Delia.
Who's least likely to even mention that they're dating until they're close to engage?
Delia.
So welcome to So Tom Sessions. You're on with
Delia,
Candace,
and Jazz.
Here live in one of the most trendiest spots in Seoul, Hapjeong. Hapjeong, right? That's how you say it?
Yeah, Hapjeong.
If you're looking for some good cafes or just a place to chill, go on a coffee date, Hapjeong is a place to be. There's cafes on every block. So we highly recommend checking it out.
Yes.
Cool.
So last week in episode 4, we answered some FAQs about living here in Korea. And, you know, I had a question for y'all that we weren't able to, like, get into, you know? So today we're going to expound upon that little conversation.
All right.
Particularly dating.
Yes.
And the dating scene here in South Korea.
All right.
So what are some FAQs that you guys have gotten over the years? Like,
do we date Korean men as black women? That's what a lot of people want to know.
Well, do you, Jess? I definitely do.
We know.
And I've recently come back to that place. So I grew up in a not predominantly, all black environment. And even though I traveled a lot, I still had my idea of a man without even thinking about his color. Mm-hmm. He had this build, he had this character, he had this swag, he had this feel, he had this vibe that it's just impossible to even imagine a Korean dude with. But they caught up. They didn't call up. Let me tell you, somebody been taking lessons.
Taking lessons.
Been eating their spinach because they bigger now.
I think it was
they
that one year on. That we found out that summer bodies are made in winter.
Yes.
And we saw all those Korean dudes up in the gym and we were like, what?
They get ready.
Revelation. It made sense. Yeah. It all made sense. What do Korean men do for you? Nothing, do you?
No, I'm attracted to Korean men. I don't mind it. I mean, I like men with facial hair. That's kind of like a big thing
that's
for
hard
me.
To come out.
Right. It's a big thing. I love men with facial hair.
Yeah.
So in Korea, that's not out here.
It's not that they don't rock facial hair, guys. It's that they can't grow it.
They can't grow it. And the kind of standard Korean look is very clean.
Yeah.
You know, so even if they could, they don't, you know.
Yeah.
And I don't necessarily have a problem with that because there are Korean men that I find attractive.
Yeah.
You know, and there have been a few that have approached me. And initially, it's like, because they want to try to speak out their English, you know, and they like want to try it out.
They want to practice.
And it's, you know, but it's been fine. And like, I don't have a racial preference as long as you come correct and I feel like we've got some kind of point of connection, you know. But I think for me, my preference is physically a little bit different than what I would find out here.
Yeah. Mm.
I can relate. So my preference is black men,
Latino men. Like, okay.
That's my preference. There are some Korean men that I do find attractive, but for the most part, across the board, like you said, they are very clean cut, a little more like baby face, a little more feminine, not in like an effeminate way, but a little more feminine than I like.
That's true.
Structure, build, I like tall, thicker men.
Broad shoulders,
little booty, you know? That's my type, physically.
Mm.
And there, I don't know, I'm a big fan of black love. I don't know, who knows if I'll end up with a black man or not. But that's kind of my preference.
Seeing the vision that you have, especially for black love, I'm like, black love might not be so bad. I should give it a try.
Let's see. What's the dating scene like over there?
Right, that's the question. I don't even know what that means. Like, what is a dating scene anyway? Like, are you asking, like, who's out on the street when you walking out?
Maybe how easy is it or not easy is it to find, you know, available men to date?
The topic is fun and funny to start, but it gets really...
It gets real.
It does.
Yeah.
There's a lot of heartbreak, to be honest, with dating over here, because if they're here... and they met you over here and they're from back home, then they have a timeline and you have a timeline.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So even if it does work out, at some point, somebody got to go back.
Yeah.
And then now you're making huge choices that if you were dating back home, you wouldn't be making for right. like 2, 4, 6 years. And so that pool of men who come at you correct, men who fit your like physical standards, it's already small, but then those who can actually follow it through from beginning to end. Mm. Yo, we talking way less than 0.5%.
That's a needle in a very small just put that? You just put that together?
We did some research before. Check the stats.
Statistics prove. All right.
I mean, it can get real, like, kind of serious, and you're like, oh, man, it's kind of hard out here. But then, to be honest, we've all had some pretty interesting experiences.
Yes.
You know?
We have. So, recently, the three of us were out.
Well, let's talk about it. Tell them what happened, Jen.
All right, let's talk about it. The three of us were out enjoying a drink, you know, just hanging out, doing what we do on a weekend. And we were approached by three men. So, the approach was rocky at best.
It was. It started off rocky.
Yeah.
And then
it continued to be rocky for quite some time.
It did.
They came over one at a time. Mm-hmm. And they used the same line.
That was the same exact line.
It was cute after the fact, but in a moment, I was what kind of idiots do you think we are?
No, I was like, did y'all rock, paper, scissors right. and decide who was going to come over here?
And then it was like, wait, one went off script a little bit.
Yeah, you can
like,
tell.
You deviated from the script, told me.
They had a plan of attack. But we gave them the time of day, and then eventually we ended up sitting down having drinks with them and talking for a couple hours.
Yeah, we did. And you know what? It was a good conversation.
It was a good conversation.
We had several points of connection. I think we were all mutually respectful, which we always appreciate. Yes. It was entertaining. We laughed together. Mm-hmm. But at the end,
they did all
the follow through was not there.
The follow through was whack.
It was lackluster.
So they made it a point to say several times throughout the night, throughout the conversation, it would be a shame for us to leave here without your contact information.
Right.
Several times.
Several times.
So we made a point to exchange contact information, which we all did. Okay. Mm-hmm. Everybody has
on
everybody's contact
platforms.
On
yes.
multiple platforms. That's making it easy.
Right. Okay? The thing is, I feel like we would have been okay had the at night just kind of been what it was.
Yeah.
You know, like, we didn't need a front of like, we're trying to get your number. You know, like, if you just wanted to sit down and chill and rap with us, we would have been cool with that.
And walked away
and it would have been okay. But you put up this, like this front, or you made it seem like you wanted to follow through, and then you didn't.
Yeah.
You know, and so it was kind of like, well, what'd you do all that for?
Yeah.
You know?
I'm ready to engage with anyone that comes correct. Mm-hmm. Okay? So if you, off the bat, introduce yourself, tell me your name, whatever, tell me what you're about briefly, let's have a civil conversation. And then from there, we can take it from there. You want my number? Sure, you can have my number. We can contact each other, you know what I mean, and set up a date. I'm all about, please set up a proper date. Like, none of this, like, oh, we should hang out sometime. Oh, like, vague, you know what I mean? Like, don't waste my time.
Right.
If you want to take me out, let's go out. Like, let's set concrete plans. Let's have dinner. Let's have drinks, whatever. Let's meet up face-to-face.
Yeah.
And let's talk and get to know each other and start.
Yeah.
So I feel like I'm kind of traditional and old school in that way. Like, please ask me out on a proper date, you know?
I saw, I think Neo posted about that recently on Twitter.
Where he was, love like, Neo.
I know. I think he would love you too, actually. Shout
out
to Neo.
Should we go on a date?
He said that he was like, I'm tired of this grown boy thing. Can we bring like that old school back? Where you're a gentleman.
Exactly.
You take a girl out.
Chivalry is not dead, y'all. It's not dead.
It's
and
not.
It goes a long way.
Yeah. And we like it.
We love
it. You know,
it.
We don't mind that.
So how have men approached you here in Korea?
The approach is everything in that, like, I'm looking at how you carry yourself.
Wow.
And how you approach me, how you walk up to me. You know, if it's nighttime and I got my headphones in and you roll up in like a shady kind of way, no, you need to back up. Like, I'm not about it, you know?
Jazz and I, we were at a bar just hanging out, catching up. And some guy came over to us and he said, what did he say? Hey, brown skin.
Yeah, I remember that.
I didn't like that so much.
No, she didn't. She didn't like it at all.
I didn't like that so much. Because I was like, what? Like, now I'm a skin color? Just a skin color? I'd rather be called beautiful.
Yeah.
And then rather than, you know. Because, I mean, what if I wasn't brown? Like, what? I don't know. Like, would you? Hey, red skin. Hey, yellow skin.
Hey, red bone.
Hey, red bone. I've heard that. I've had people come up to me. Hey, red. And I'm like, what?
You don't like that? I don't mind that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. No, but we had a whole conversation with that guy when he said that, and we told him. Broke it down.
I like that.
I just I guess on the same strength that Jazz is saying. Like, I'm a person. I don't mind being beautiful, but I want to be more than the color.
Yeah.
Because I felt like the only reason why you came over to me was because you saw that I had brown skin. So I just wanted it to be more.
I don't mind if that's the reason they came over, because I love my brown skin, and I'm like, okay, if you acknowledge that and you think that it's beautiful to you, then I'm okay with that. Yeah. I just don't necessarily like to be approached and called out by an attribute that I have. So I'm like, if you're going to, just say hi. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know if I like the beautiful brown skin, you know, just say hello.
Just say hello. That's just general.
Yeah, just say hello in general. Because I'm not gonna walk up to a man and be like, "Hey, handsome."
So a lot of people have moved on to online dating. How about you? Have you tried online dating?
I have not, but I know like you guys have. So what do you guys have to say?
So for me, kind of the same rules still apply, because it's all about the approach. So even online, my standard of how you come at me is still the same.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right. So for me, I appreciated the men who, there were several men that came at me, wrote paragraphs. I'm not saying you have to write an essay or a paragraph, but they showed me that they had read through my profile, picked up something, used it as a point of connection to get my attention and to start a genuine conversation. And that's what I appreciated. And those are the guys that I went on dates with.
So for me, when it comes to online dating, we have to chat on the online site for a week.
Oh yeah, you have a whole.
I have a protocol. Online dating protocol. Yeah. Chat on me on the site for a week, and that site is really the interface is designed to make you hate it.
Yeah.
But I'm like, if you can endure that for a week, and then we'll move on to another interface, another chat, you know. And you gotta do that for about a week, maybe a week and a half, because I mean, it's really hard. It's hard to hide crazy for 2 weeks. And then we can move to phone call.
Have like a 2-phone call rule, and then
a phone call at least 2, because then I can hear it. And then we can be in a public place, because it's dangerous out here. You know these streets ain't safe.
It is safe. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
You know, every woman has to do what's best for her.
Yes,
that's best for you. In my opinion, I felt like she was being too hard on some of these guys.
They gotta pass
the clearance.
It's a month.
That's too long for me. That's too long for online dating. Things move quickly with online, because you already, like, their profile is already giving you their stats, so you don't have to start from scratch.
I mean,
so
it's giving you some stats. Who knows if they're actually there?
You need fingerprints. What you need? A background check.
You need a blood type.
Retina.
So for me, I'm perfectly fine with chatting with a dude for a week and going on a date the next week. Like, that's totally fine for me. And so when I'm like telling Candace, "Oh yeah, we met online last week and we're going out," she's like, "What? Do you even know who this man is? You know,
drive my car." How about you, Joey? What's your dating philosophy?
If you come correct and you come with respect and you carry yourself well, you know, and then we can have a decent conversation. I like conversation.
Yeah.
And I like to also talk, you know, so you get my number, you get, you know, my information, and then call me.
Yeah.
I like phone calls.
I like phone calls.
You know?
Actually, like, all three of us,
we like phone calls. Texting every now and then, but I feel like if I really want to have a connection and we want to talk about some stuff, give me a call. You know? And so let's do that. Let's have that kind of initial greet. And then, let's go out and let's have a plan. Even if it's a simple plan, like, let's just grab coffee. Let's just grab a drink.
I like that.
At this place and this time. You good? Okay, let's do it.
I'll
meet you there. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't have to be this extravagant thing.
Yeah.
But, you know, just to get the ball rolling. But it can't, like you said, I don't like ambiguous. And I don't like, I'll call you, or whatever, you know. Okay, sure, fine. Like, nah.
It's a waste of time.
I'm past that, you know. So I'm like, if you're going to be about it. And then let's see how the conversation flows. I like conversation.
Yeah. I think it's like rescinding too. Like, if you had the balls to come over to me and say something, don't go backwards and end up at a text. Like,
exactly.
The whole party's over.
Exactly. You know? You already made the bold move to say something.
Yes.
Now, so then just follow through with it.
That's what you have to do.
If you got to the point where I gave you my number,
you're a lucky one.
You know, like, if I actually give you my number, that means this is it. this is an open door for you to at least call me. You know what I mean? Because if I'm not feeling it, you ain't going to get my number.
Exactly.
At least not a real one.
Right? Ladies, thanks for sharing your opinions on dating and your experiences thus far. So to all our listeners, thanks for staying tuned.
And hit us up in the comments on our social media sites, on SoundCloud and other platforms, and let us know what dating has been like for you if you're living abroad, and any other dating questions you might have for us beautiful black women here in Korea. We want to conversate with y'all.
Make sure you like it. Make sure you share it. Subscribe. If you have any topics that you want us to talk about, if you have any like burning questions, things, you know, just comment. Let us know. Yeah, we're having fun with this. We just want y'all to kind of join in on the conversation.
All right.
Until next time.